With tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Arizona House lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the Civil War-era abortion law. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Phoenix.
Three Republicans joined Democrats to repeal this law. So right now it passed the House. It means it has to go to the Senate next. And keep in mind, here in Arizona, Republicans control both the House and the Senate. So for three Republicans to join Democrats, that is a big deal. That is Matt Gress, Tim Dunn, and Justin Wilmoth, all Republican representatives who joined Democrats.
The U.S. Supreme Court today heard arguments over Idaho's strict abortion law and whether doctors are required under a federal rule to perform emergency abortions when the mother's health is in danger. In New York, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University and condemned the pro-Palestinian protests and anti-Semitism on campus, raising safety concerns for Jewish students. He called for Columbia's president to resign. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread to other college campuses. This is ABC News. Good news for airline passengers. The Department of Transportation will require airlines to offer up cash refunds when the airlines don't deliver. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
When the pandemic upended the world of travel, airlines often fought giving passengers their money back. Now the Department of Transportation is implementing new rules that will force airlines to give cash refunds if flights are canceled or severely delayed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
If an airline cancels or significantly delays your flight, within 7 days they will be required to provide an automatic refund.
Not just a credit to use later, as some airlines like to do.
A wild scene and unusual sounds during the morning rush in central London. As many as five horses were on the loose after they escaped from military exercises. The horses collided with some vehicles, including a double-decker bus. Several people were injured. All of the animals were eventually recovered. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Attention Park Falls Water Utility customers. The Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains starting Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd. Please be advised that you will experience discolored water, low water pressure, or you may even temporarily be without water. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause anyone. Thank you for your cooperation. Again, this will be occurring Monday, April 22nd through Friday, May 3rd.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose game two to Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got out to another early lead, but the Pacers battled back to win 125-108 to even the series at one game apiece. The Pacers defensively got nasty at times. Damian Lillard.
I mean, I think that's natural in the playoffs. Somebody comes in, you lose a game, you got a couple days to sit with it. You probably have practice and film. The coaches get on your ass about it. It's an emphasis, you know, to make these adjustments and to come out and make these changes. You know, this what you got to do to try to win the game. So I think it was a little bit of that.
The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton, who grew up in Oshkosh, says his brother was called the N-word by someone at Sunday's game. Game three is Friday in Indianapolis, and he says he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be unbelievable. You know, no doubt about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in these last two games.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Pirates 2-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There are no funeral notices for today.
The Bucks. Bucks lose game two to Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got out to another early lead, but the Pacers battled back to win 125-108 to even the series at one game apiece. The Pacers defensively got nasty at times. Damian Lillard.
I mean, I think that's natural in the playoffs. Somebody comes in, you lose a game, you got a couple days to sit with it. You probably have practice and film. The coaches get on your ass about it. It's an emphasis, you know, to make these adjustments and to come out and make these changes. You know, this is what you got to do to try to win the game. So.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track!
Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone!
Turns around, watches it. It is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track!